Don Stevenson joins us. He plays Doc Brown in Back to the Future, the musical, which will be at Proctor's Theater June 6th, 7th, and 8th. And it's a great pleasure to welcome him to the roundtable this morning. Congratulations. This is a very cool gig.
It is a very cool gig. This table doesn't look very round, but I appreciate the idea.
We cut it in half.
We
make
do. Have a table here.
You know, we're going to have a fun drive soon, and then we can get the other half.
I love that. I love that. You can just glue it. Glue it right here.
That's right. with listeners like you. Now, what is it like to play an iconic role like this? I mean, this is different, right? This isn't something like, oh, okay, this is something that I'm originating. This, well, in some ways, it is new, but we have an idea of who Doc Brown is.
It is an interesting needle to thread and something that I haven't done before. You're absolutely right. It's a little different because you have Christopher Lloyd, who's so iconic. Everybody knows that, knows the look, knows the sound of it. And so I think what you have to do is you have to make it your own, but you also have to pay homage to a little bit of what everyone expects. And so that's interesting. If you don't do that, I think you're just doing an impression and it's not alive. So you want to filter it from Bob Gale through John Rando through a little bit of Chris Lloyd straight down to me and filter it out to the audience. So it's happening in front of you. And I think that's one of the great things about the musical is that if you know the movie, you're going to love the musical. And if you've never seen the movie, then you're still going to be happy because seeing something on stage is you're going to definitely see it from a different angle because it's happening right in front of you. You can't help but see it through a different lens, so to speak. So I love that about it.
Obviously, a filmmaking experience is much different than a musical. One of the things that struck me when I saw it, and when I saw it in New York with Roger Bart, is, man, that is a taxing, energetic, frenetic pace that you keep up for 2+ hours.
Well, an ambulance just dropped me off here. It pulls up to the front, and they bring me up in a gurney, and then they hook me up to the car battery, and then I'm able to do this interview. Yeah, it is. You know why? Because Doc has ideas, and each idea is a great idea, and that requires that kind of energy of like, oh, my God, this is a great idea, Marty, you know? And so all of those things, almost every line has an exclamation point at the end of it in the script that Bob wrote. So to honor that, you want to give it that kind of energy. And the other thing that's great about Doc, I think, is that he has childlike wonder about everything. He's not jaded. He has no guile. He's an innocent, almost like a child, almost like a kid in the way that he experiences everything for the first time. And that's fun.
There's an excitement. He has an excitement, almost a constant excitement. And also the thing about that I love about both the movie, but it really comes through in the musical, is the fondness and the friendship between Doc and Marty.
Well, that gives the story its heart and soul, I think. That friendship, that mentorship, that it's really a love story between the two of them, gives it its heart. And I think that's really the reason that people always come back to this story. It's got the sci-fi and all those bells and whistles, and that's great fun for everybody. But it's that heart and soul, the relationships and the love that's in the story that keeps everybody coming back, I think, all of these years, between Marty and Doc, between Marty and George, between Marty and his mother and Jennifer. So it's all of those love stories combined, I think, give it its meat.
So the first time you have rehearsals, you're working on this for an extended period of time. The first time you get in the DeLorean and you start to fly, what is that like?
It's amazing, and I understand that Bob Gale told me that I'm going to get a DeLorean at the end of this. But I did research, and then he tricked me because I see that they don't make them anymore. And so maybe it'll be a Honda, and he'll get a Sharpie and just, like, scratch that out and write DeLorean. I'm thinking that's probably what – but, you know, I mean, he can write DeLorean on it, and then technically I'll get one, I guess. So I'm excited about getting my own DeLorean from Bob.
It'll be very fun, but the one you have on stage is very cool. And you go farther than anybody I think would think you're going to go. And yet, are you comfortable at all times with that?
I'm comfortable because I have lots of insurance, insurance policy for millions of dollars.
Yeah.
No, it's great fun, but I can't talk too much about it because, you know, they I'll self-destruct.
Theater magic.
Theater magic is the best way to say it. But with Marty and Doc, the DeLorean is another one of your co-stars, and so it's your other scene partner.
When you do a show like this, and besides that, or just in general, I guess a lot can go wrong, right? And so you prepare for that as well.
I guess things can always go wrong on stage, but that's part of the fun. I think the audiences love that when things go wrong and they're sort of in on a secret handshake or a secret code. So that's fun for them and for the actors.
How long have you been with this now? When from the time you found out to when the show opens here on June 6th?
So we started rehearsal in April, and I guess I knew about it a few months before then. I've had people all along since the show premiered in England saying, "Have you seen Back to the Future? You should be playing Doc Brown." And so I was like, yeah, sure. So it was on my radar as something that people were saying I should do. And so to get to play this iconic character really is a dream come true. It's so much fun. And I think the story of Back to the Future, you could argue, is the greatest time travel story ever. And it's a thrill.
Talk a little bit about the music.
I love the music. And sometimes, you know, Alan Silvestri's done it with Glenn Ballard. When you're up there doing it, and the underscoring is like it is in the movie, you feel like you are in the movie. You have all of those things that we all have. And the songs are so much fun, and they have such heart to them, and they advance the story as all great musical theater songs need to do, and they're character specific. And the movie is almost a musical in many ways. It has lots of music in it. Obviously, the Huey Lewis songs, Johnny B. Goode is in there, the Chuck Berry song. And we have all of those and more. And so I think that when people come and see it, they're going to walk out of the theater humming and humming the songs, humming the ones they know, and humming the ones that are new.
It's very cool because at any given time, there are two Huey Lewis musicals on Broadway.
Isn't that fantastic? There should be three Huey Lewis musicals or four. I love Huey Lewis. Who doesn't?
Good stuff. And then you're on the road, and then you'll be going from town to town.
Yeah, I'm going to take the DeLorean with me. I'm going to drive it from city to city. It's cramped in there. It's not a family car, but you put a car seat in it. As long as you reverse it, I think you're good.
Well, if you need any stereo equipment, Bob has a lot in his bag.
So, I heard he does.
Yeah.
He's got some 8-track tapes and all sorts of cassettes.
He'll set you up, but don't worry about it. He's got everything in there. It's what a pleasure to meet you. I thank you so much for being with us, and just have a blast. This sounds so much fun, and you seem like you're already having fun.
I am having fun. Look, when somebody comes and says, "Do you want to play Doc Brown in Back to the Future?" you say yes. So I did.
Indeed, you say yes. Don Stevenson plays Doc Brown in Back to the Future, the musical, which is at Proctor's Theater from June 6th to June 8th. You can find out more by going to proctors.org, proctors.org. Don, thanks so much.
Thanks so much, and we're going to get the other part of this table right in here right away.
Work on that immediately. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.